People don't need them things. Do everything to try to make it.
Yeah. What would now a jug would have what in the top of it? They'd have a
corn cob, anything you can get to stop it. Tell you what, mostly corn cob. You can't keep them, stop them.
Yeah, cool. Whatever you may have.
A corn cob, you know what I call it?
Yeah. But
now, some people have a wooden stop, you know.
Made out of what?
Out of wood, out of cypress. And they have a string to it. So you can't lose that, you see. But a corn cob, if you don't have that, them children might lose that any time by running or playing, you see.
Yeah.
But most of the people use a corn cob. Well, some of them use that wooden stop one. That's pretty good. But you have the thing about that long, and then you cut it flat, you put a hole here, take a string, tie it to that jug right in here.
Did you ever see that real soft wood that they would make stoppers out of?
Stop them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, when you're fishing with a cane pole, what would you use on it to keep it afloat?
Use a stopper, quick stopper.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take that. Well, that don't stay on the water, you know.
The corn.
And they got another kind of stopper made out of wood. That stay on top of the water, too.
Yeah.
I don't forgot how you call it, but that's real fishing outfit.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Henry, you told me you used to play music, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I played a mandolin about 10 years.
No kids?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Okay, now, what was that thing that people would play in their mouth?
That's a harmonica.
Yeah? And then they had the one that they would...
That's a juice harp.
That they would pick on.
You got one to put that. That's a juice harp.
Yeah.
And you got another about that long. You put that in your mouth, and right there's a hole, and it's a hole you call a jazz horn.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen them things?
Well,
I did not fool with that, though. I played a mandolin.
I got a harmonica. I'll bring that and play that, and you can play the mandolin. You still play it any?
No, I've been good playing it. 30 years I've been good. It's in my father that I put it down, sold the thing. I had a banjo mandolin. I played that a long time. And then I sold it to Oban Wheel.
Do y'all have lots of party dances around here?
Oh, you have party and dance every night if you listen to them people.
They have the American Legion Hall over there. They there every night almost.
Yeah, they have something on.
Not here, you see. Huh?
Would they ever have anything at somebody's house?
They had from the ground to the house to the hall everywhere. That's right. We went in the house, I can go show you that spot. That house still there. In Parliament, the first house on Parliament Foundation. That's way back in the early 1900s. I was about 17 years old, I guess. And they had a party. Something, they had something involved the plane there. They had two hogs under that house. And you must dance and broke the ceiling and killed two hogs under that house. Now you might think it's a joke. I can go every time I pass I think about that. That house sitting on this side.
When the floor came in?
We broke them cross feet, had the floor, you see. And the whole floor went down on them hogs. And you don't know what run. And that man saw if he'd come back, he'd kill somebody with a shotgun because he killed him. Yes, indeed. They had body in the house all everywhere, on the ground, everywhere.
Yeah.
It was free to go in?
Sure, you go free. Better than they got now.
A lot of people would come to them, wouldn't they?
Sure, and let me tell you something.
Come from a long way away.
When you would see they got a party or a dance or any kind of entertainment, you ain't going there without no coat like them children do now. No, indeed. You ain't going to never charge a coat and tie. I know that same Johnny you talked to the other day, that, you know, Miss Kirkley. Many of them going to Jamestown. Big hall. They give dance on a Sunday night. I said, Johnny, he said, what? I said, you ain't going that hall like that. What the hell? What's wrong? I said, you see. You're crazy now. He had these shirts with no collar, you know.
Yeah.
Just this. Well, I went on to the ticket hole, got my ticket. That's 35 cents. Got his ticket. The man looked at him. Said, you going to the hall, fella? He said, yeah. Well, the ticket man didn't tell him. But when he got to that door, I said, mister, you can't go in here like that. He said, what's the matter? He said, look, this wide open, and you mean to tell me you're going at home? He said, and then I stopped and looked back. They had him at the door. I walked back. Well, they called that fellow Ernest Walker. I said, what's the matter, Ernest? He said, well, he can't go in that hall like that. I said, no. I said, well, they take you over. He got to have a collar and tie. If you don't have a car, but you got to have a car. So he told John, I'm going to call at my house from 15 to 18. If you want to come over there, I'll give you one. So we both went over there, fixed John up. I said, now you go back there. You get in that hole, he got there and danced like hell. I said, from now on, you put your car inside. You couldn't go in there. But I seen them telling them, they go in them hall, dance all their name and everything else.